Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Arenado hits it high. He hits it deep to left field. Back to the track. At the wall, and it's a gunner.
Cardinals play this afternoon, 1:15 first pitch. Joe Pott has the pregame at 12:20. We are rolling up into that part of the day, and then we're hoping for the Cardinals to salvage the finale. Time to go to the guest line. We talk with John Rooney, voice of the team. John, good to have you with us. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, that a couple of exciting games here, but they ended up on the wrong end, and we'll try to salvage it today.
Well, what we've talked about, Chris, about this offense, it is relentless. It does not give up. 3-4-run deficits yesterday, and they came up a run short, and wouldn't you know it, it was on a wild pitch in the ninth inning that allowed that 10th run for Toronto to score. The bullpen just didn't get the job done last night. John King gave up a hit, but the next pitcher along gave it up on a home run when Leahy allowed a home run to Kirk. And then a couple of runs in the ninth inning, and it was just a little too much for the Cardinals to overcome. But I love the offensive approach, and I love the attitude of the guys in the lineup that they can get down 2, 3, 4 runs and still make a run at a pretty good team. And this Toronto team, the way their offense goes about things, very similar to that of the Cardinals, but their bullpen has been just a little bit better, and they've won 2 1-run games.
Yeah, speaking of the bullpen, Ryan Helsley, his last 3 appearances, he's given up a run, and he had been really good prior to that. Are you seeing anything differently from him in his outings lately?
He's giving up runs. That's we're not used to that. We're not used to Helsley allowing runs, especially game-tying situations that cost him blown saves. We're just not used to it, and Helsley's trying to fight through it and trying to get through it, and that's what he has to do. And he's not going to give up. We know that for sure, but just giving up runs is something we're not used to seeing.
Yeah, he had been really good for the Cardinals up until recently, and hopefully that turns around. But you did mention something about this offense and how they have been all year pretty much. I mean, there have been just a handful of times, I think, where they have been frustrating with runners in scoring position, not coming through in those moments or not scoring enough runs. That's one thing, as you have mentioned, John, that this team has done really well all year is drive home runs.
And there are times where they may seem a little bit flat. I thought Charlie Morton really handcuffed the Cardinals in Baltimore, but that's probably the best he has pitched all year for the Orioles. And wouldn't you know it, it happened against a Cardinal team that he's seen quite a bit of over the years. But this offense just doesn't give up at all. And I love the character. I love the leadership Wilson Contreras gives to the offense. And like Ricky was saying last night, Lars Nootbaar's going through a tough time right now. He had a break from the lineup. He's back in there today. That he'll find the stroke, and he'll be in a hot stretch where he's getting his job done. We don't have Brendan Donovan in the lineup today. He left with a sore toe last night. He was hit by a pitch, and He did not finish up the game, and he's not in there today, and we'll just have to see if he's a day-to-day situation for the Cardinals. And Pozo is going to catch, get him behind the plate. He hasn't been back there very much. So it's Dubar, Wynn, Herrera, Contreras, Burleson, Arenado, Gorman, Pozo, and Scott. And how about the way Gorman's swinging the bat?
Oh, yeah, that's I was going to say that yesterday with the three hits. And, you know, you like to see him get more opportunities. They just haven't been available for him. But it seems like lately, anyway, when he's had those chances, he's done relatively well, I'd say, John.
Oh, I'd say so. I'd say he has the swing down. And he had two home runs and a walk going up for the bat. He hit the home run off Bassett last night.
Yep.
And he just gives you a competitive at-bat right now, and he's zeroed in where he's taking some close pitches but good takes, and he's not swinging at the ones way out of the strike zone. In other words, he's not pressing. He's beginning to feel it. And again, another thing Ricky brought up on a couple of swings before he took a walk the first time, he just looks better, and he's really close to where he needs to be.
I said three hits for Gorman. It was three RBI, but he had two hits in the game last night.
Yeah, he had a two-hit game, and he was on with a walk, so that's three times on base. That's three times he did not strike out. That's the thing that I think that started to wear on him, and the pressure started to mount. We need to get Victor Scott the second going. I don't think his jumps have been all that good in center field in recent games, and we know how good he can be when he's really feeling it. Just to get him back and going at the plate and in the field will make a big, big difference too, because he's a really good player who's getting his feet on the ground now at the major league level.
John, you mentioned players, you know, maybe coming out of a funk or turning things around. Today would be a good day for starter Matthew Liberatore, who had a couple of tough outings his last two outings, but turning it around today could be the jump start the Cardinals need.
Well, don't think for a moment that he's not thinking about that as well. He wants to go out there and have a really good game today, and his teammates are pulling for him because the way he pitched to open up the season, earn a spot in the starting rotation, his teammates, we used to say this about Chris Carpenter and with Adam Wainwright, when they drive to the ballpark, the teammates feel like, hey, we're going to win today because that guy's out there. And I think this team feels the same way about Matthew Liberatore, and I think we'll be able to tell a lot by his approach and what he gets done in the first inning today against a Blue Jay lineup that features Bichette, Guerrero, Kirk, and then Springer after that. They've all done damage in this series so far.
You may have seen it in the Post-Dispatch. There was a story about Adam Wainwright potentially running for Congress, even though he says he's not going to do it right now, but a political group tossed that idea around. What do you think about Wainwright in Congress someday?
That's what he has to determine. That's his business. No concern of mine.
Okay. All right.
It'd be quite a career. Baseball, country music,
It might
and
be,
Congress.
And all that. And that's something that he has to make the determination. And
sure.
Anything he does, I don't care if it's in a political realm, it's in country music, it's in pitching, it's in helping people all over the world with clean drinking water with his foundation.
Oh, yeah.
He puts everything into it. So if he decides to do something, he's going to be great at it. But that's something he has to make a decision on, and I'm not getting into politics with you.
I bet he'd win. He's a very charismatic guy.
And Yadi Molina, man, key to the city any day.
It could be a ticket. All right, John Rooney, go call us a winner, man. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.